Welcome into the Waiver Fire podcast. Nick and JP are here post week two. It was very exciting. How's it going, big dog?
It's going pretty good. You know, week two is one of those weeks where you're still in a haze. You really don't know what's going on yet. You kind of think you do. You know, last year there were players that you could have sold for a fortune right now, and they ended up being worthless. So that's where we are in the season.
This is the time where if you have just the most humongous testicles, you can do some wild stuff, man. You can see players that have not performed up to snuff, or players like Puka Nacua have just come on the scene with their 20 targets in a game, and you can try to kind of fire from the hip and see what happens. I'm kind of saying, fuck it, JP. I'm sitting at 2-0 in our league, but I still want to just kind of roll the dice on some moves, move in on some players that have maybe overperformed or underperformed or whatnot. But you're right, man. It's that haze and nobody really knows what to do. Hopefully people want to play a little bit.
Hopefully so. I don't even know if I do. We'll see.
Can I give you a little teaser of an offer I threw out? Don't think it would get accepted. Definitely shouldn't get accepted, I guess. That's why I sent it. So in our league, of course, we've got Scott DeLorenzo. He's notably the one you want to target in trades. It is what it is. And he's also a big Saints fan. I happen to have Alvin Kamara on my team. He's rode the bench for 2 weeks now in suspension. Still 1 week left of suspension, but hopefully we'll come back and doesn't seemingly have too much competition. And that Saints team looks good. Alvin Kamara plus Big Mike Williams, CMC.
That's really stupid. I feel like I really liked where it was going. I felt like you had a lot of a lot of bargaining power with those two players, and I was getting ready for you to say a attainable asset. But no, yeah, in some way, surely you can use Kamara to get something great from Scott because he is a homer. And he's a special kind of homer that spends $200 on Rashid Shaheed or whatever the fuck his name is. Like
on the wide receiver three of the Saints. Yeah, it's a starting point. It's a starting point. We'll see.
Is there another player on his roster that you'd like to have?
You know, honestly, obviously he struck gold in potentially Jerome Ford, backup of Nick Chubb. We'll get to Nick Chubb. So that's obviously big sex appeal, probably. Although at the same time, Deshaun Watson looking so terrible. You know, do you really want to move in on that offense? But
What was his second round pick?
Second round pick was Amon-Ra St. Brown, which is also extremely exciting, but it does have that injury and a little bit nervous. I also have, hopefully, David Montgomery coming back not too far away, probably like a month out, but wouldn't really like both of them on the team. So Amon-Ra, he's probably within striking distance, but this was a little starting point. We'll see. Crazier things have happened. But so just to quickly recap week two, I'm in the wrong one here. I beat Major.
Just to retort, though, I mean, if that were to be a something that was being considered, I would offer up something. I mean, obviously something better for that. Like if that was really going to be considered, like, sure, you can have.
Give me your better, JP. Give me your better.
For CMC.
Meanwhile, while you're digging, I'll quickly recap.
No, I can think of it. I'm fine. For CMC,
yep.
Sure, I'll do CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee.
And I don't know, like someone on Mike Williams' level. There's a couple random people like
Who's on his level?
I think Christian Kirk is.
Ooh, maybe a complete bagel in week one.
Yeah, but if he continues to get something close to 14 targets.
Yeah, Christian Kirk could be close there, but I think a running back is a little bit more crucial. Obviously, we don't know what Kamara is, but in our league, a running back is strong.
That's true, but yeah, I mean, you,
especially if you're taking a running back, you
coming
kind
back
of
to the Homer appeal. Well, yeah, sure. If I'm taking it, then he can have, I'll throw in like a third player, even Khalil Herbert or some shit like that.
Oof, that is dregs there.
That's dregs, but like, I don't know. At least I'm giving draft capital.
That's fair. You're
giving like this Alvin Kamara that you grabbed in the, what was it, like the 7th, 8th round or something?
It was a 5th round pick, but
5th round.
You know, draft capital, that's interesting because I was going to ask, obviously you've struck gold with Puka, who was undrafted, but don't you think it would take a lot to move off of him, you know? So it's tough to, draft capital is not everything, for
My running back situation is why I can't move off of him. I need my wide receivers to do pretty much all of the heavy lifting.
Right.
And if Puka is really that dude, I mean, I rarely hear the ballers say things like he just is open. They said things like he's just like Travis Kelce and just like Cooper Kupp in the sense that he's not super fast. He's not like juking you out of your shoes. He just shows up. He just shows up somewhere on the field where he's open, and for some reason, nobody's there, and he just catches the ball.
By the 14th target against San Francisco, you'd think that they would just, you know, say, okay, no more. But he got 6 more targets after that, and it worked out. So, yeah, he is pretty special right now. I thought, honestly, JP, this might be the week. Obviously, it was a bit of a stunner when you went Metcalf and Lockett in the draft. I thought this might be the week where you try to kind of cash in on Lockett's big game and try to get off of having both wide receivers there.
I'm worried about
Metcalf.
About DK.
It's fair. Ribs.
I think it might be one of the things where I like saved myself by taking the later option. I mean, there's a lot of ways to lose your league in the draft.
Right.
And I don't think I did. I think I got value where it was. And if I choose to lose with what I have, it'll be my fault from this point.
Fair enough. To peek back at week 2, I took down Major. I moved to 2-0. He moves to 0-2. Ouch, Major. That hurts. Chris beats Farrell, disgustingly Farrell with a horrific score, but Farrell's still 1-1. Chris moves to 2-0. You lose a tough one, man. You got the 3rd highest points of the week. That is tough to go up against the top dog. DC beats you. He goes to 1-1. You go to 0-2. But man, 3rd highest points. You should, you know, brighter days ahead for sure. I know we talked about if you had played Puka, it might be a different situation, but we can't go there, man. We can't go there.
We're definitely playing Kirk Cousins in the future.
Okay. Yeah. And who was it? Oh, Justin Fields. Yeah. We might have to talk about that. That has not worked out, but nice of you to draft a QB2. That's panning out to have that option. Drew takes down Moonhead. Drew moves to 2-0. Moonhead 0-2. I think Moonhead probably has, I mean, by far the worst team, although I guess.
What? Really?
I think so. I mean, he has players, of course, Derrick Henry, Jahmyr Gibbs could step up now that Montgomery's hurt. Davante Adams is now in concussion protocol. We'll see what happens there. Keenan Allen had the huge game, but then, I mean, those are stars for sure. But Brock Purdy at quarterback, that's not the sexiest thing. Freiermuth at tight end. His flexes were Rashawn Johnson, the backup in Chicago, Cam Akers, who doesn't even play. You look down we don't have to get too deep into it, but his bench, Devon Achane, the backup to the backup in Miami, Tyler Boyd. Okay, Tyler Boyd's a decent play. Darius Slayton is a Hail Mary at best. Christian Watson may not play. And is it Quintez Johnston? Quinton Johnston. the third wide receiver in the Chargers team, had one reception this past week. That team is just
That one's bad, dude.
I mean, he's back-to-back championship, so who am I? And he's beaten me in one of those at least. So, and he beat you. Was it he beat you in last year's semifinal?
Well, yeah, maybe semi. I didn't make it to the finals.
So Moonhead has been a waiver fire haunt, and he hopefully will not make it back.
Oh, this is the end for him.
Jandy pulls another win out of his ass to move to 2-0. He beats Scott by 1 point off of some bullshit in week two. And then he scores the third fewest points of the week and still beats Cody's embarrassment of a team. Cody moves to 0-2.
This smells like my team last year.
Which one? Jandy?
Yeah. Cause last year,
I would
be like not doing good at all. And then people would just have their worst week against me and it would just not be fair.
You love for it to happen.
Yeah, you'd love for it to happen to you.
Of course. Vink playing a kind of rivalry match against Scott. Scott, you know, Vink is the only reason why Scott is probably still in this league, cause they're besties apparently, but Scotty takes the upper hand here. Scott moves to 1-0 and sends Vink to 1-1 as well. So that was the recap of the week. Looking into this next week, I have to say, I think the premier matchup is myself versus other 2-0 Drew, although yours would be a huge win if you can take down the 2-0 Chris. I think Chris has one of the best lineups. That would be a huge win for you.
Oh, good. I'm going up against one of the best lineups.
I'm sorry. It does kind of suck, but that's a big one.
Suck my butt, Chris.
There you go. Oh, man, so many highlights from the week. You know, let me quickly go into the injuries. We teased a little bit of Nick Chubb action. That one's just the full RIP toughness. Yeah,
that's the end of his career.
The leg is, the leg was dangling from the body. And Jerome Ford likely to be that dude now, which is exciting for Scott. Kind of wild he wasn't on the waiver, but good move by him. But, yeah, Nick Chubb, that stinks. The ones that are a little bit murkier, David Montgomery, thigh. I thought it was knee, but they say thigh. It looks like it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks at minimum. We'll see. Saquon Barkley is also a really murky one. Not sure. It was leg injury, and I haven't heard any news after that. It looks like Matt Breida is probably going to be the fill-in, but he's kind of like a nobody back, and that team has looked pretty bad. I'm trying to quickly peek at their upcoming schedule.
I've been told that Matt Breida was going to be a good pickup like 1,000 times in my life. I feel
yes.
Like.
He has.
I'll never believe it again.
He has lingered in fantasy dredges for a while now, and they play Thursday night against the Niners. So...
Here, let me see. I think the footballers say that you should pick him up or something.
I mean, I think he's probably everybody who's desperate for a running back, it's not a bad idea. At least stash him, because he does have the next two matchups after the Niners, JP. At home against the Seahawks. The Seahawks are bad on defense. Then the Dolphins. The Dolphins are a pretty soft defense. So you might get two somewhat okay weeks there. Probably worth some sort of pickup, but not an absolute.
Out of Matt Breida?
Yeah, you might. You might get a fall into the end zone touchdown. And for a lot of people, that could be a game changer.
Okay.
So
you're right.
I think it's possible that he warrants some amount of attention.
He comes from a Georgia Southern. They like to run the ball, actually, I think.
You're going deep into his college production, JP.
Yeah, dude. 6 years in the league. Okay. Yep. He knows what's up now.
He's a vet.
28.5 years old.
Past the prime.
But you never know, dude. You never know.
Oh, man. A fall in touchdown. Right. Obviously, Daniel Jones, right. Unfortunately, he could be a vulture. Although I haven't seen him really. Goal, I guess they maybe haven't had goal line recently, but I think it's somewhat interesting. David Montgomery, it looks like Jahmyr Gibbs. Although, who was the other Detroit running back Maybe he's already on a team here. Let me try to quickly peek at it.
Yeah,
no,
they just
this
traded
guy,
running back.
Craig Reynolds. He only got
oh,
three
man.
Attempts, but
isn't there two people named Reynolds on that team?
There are the wide receiver Reynolds as well.
Oh my God. And he's also like a waiver pickup. How confusing is that?
That's wild. Although I think Josh Reynolds is owned in our league, if I had to guess. But Craig Reynolds, you know, I think you could get it on the cheap. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs is insanely talented, and I wouldn't be surprised if they give him the boat. And honestly, by the time David Montgomery hobbles back, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs is just lighting up the league. That's definitely possible. But he might, this Craig Reynolds might have some work, and it's a high octane offense. They're going to play at home in Atlanta versus Atlanta, pretty soft. So that's possible. I think that, you know, desperate times, maybe you can sneak in a little Craig Reynolds if possible.
Yeah, you could be Craig.
You could be a little Craig. The other injuries around the board, Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. Bad concussion. We'll see how that plays. But Michael Pittman's stock probably has to take a bit of a dip. Zach Moss, who's also, you know, I think that whole team, we'll just have to wait and see where that's at. Devontae Adams, I mentioned. Jalen Waddle, concussion. Salvin Ahmed, not really a play, but it gives you more confidence in Mostert. He's out with a groin.
Get well soon, everyone.
Who else was it that I guess we mentioned Metcalf. I thought that there were a couple of, well, regardless, we're not going to do too deep a dive. Oh, man. The league has been wild, honestly, JP. You know, we thought that KC would be able to overcome. They had a struggle against Detroit. They also struggled this week. So, you know, we've got Cincy struggling there with Joe Burrow kind of banged up and what that's like. Ja'Marr Chase has been not productive, like 5 points each week. I did just throw a little teaser out to Jandy about Ja'Marr Chase. He says it's a no-go. He believes and he's going to stick with it. That's fair.
It's more than some troubles.
Uh-oh.
In Cincinnati, I think. I think things are like falling apart, like a Lamar Jackson falling apart type
Uh-oh.
Thing. Where we have to deal with an injury for, I don't know, man, maybe the rest of the year.
Right.
I know that it just seems like it's going to pass or whatever, but I don't think Joe Burrow is big and strong like Chipper Jones. I think he's a little
dainty.
Not super.
Little
yeah,
dainty.
I don't want to say dainty because I know he's stronger than myself. But you know, like I am invested personally in the Bengals.
Okay.
I have several best ball teams. I've got our little experimental league.
Okay.
Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I've got T. Higgins in a big dollar league. Like I was in at the beginning of the season, and now I'm wondering if any quarterbacks can really be trusted in the draft besides like Mahomes and Allen and Hurts. I mean, I hope that he continues to be successful, but he could prove to be, you know, regression
in the pan, right?
Regression back to the mean, where you take late quarterbacks, and that's the smart thing that you do in fantasy. You know,
could definitely happen. You know, also the Chargers are sitting at 0-2. The offense has been fine, so fantasy we don't really care, but they've lost a couple close ones. That's been a disappointment. Obviously, Eckler's another one. So it was kind of day to day this past week, and it was trending towards he'd be out, and he eventually was out. Now it's looking like questionable timeline to return, so that could be trouble for them. It's just a few of those top dogs. Obviously, You know, Cowboys have come out looking really good. 49ers have come out looking extremely good. So that there are definitely some top teams, but you look at some of the other 2-0 teams, you've got the Atlanta Falcons, you've got the New Orleans Saints, you've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, teams that, you know, if you asked them an over under on wins before the season, maybe 8 wins for those programs. And so we'll see.
That might be high. That might be high for some of those programs.
Maybe high.
But not anymore. They kind of look, I at least say that Tampa looks pretty good.
Tampa does look good.
If somebody took over on wins, I think that might have been good.
It just seems like a lot of the off-season storyline hype, just for a casual fan, you know, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, obviously Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you know, all of the stars of the league kind of becoming a little faded. We're having to prop up, you know, Brock Purdy as like a kind of flashy player or whatever. It's just, I think when graphics teams are getting together to make these commercials for some of the games, they're like, who are we showcasing? Throw DK Metcalf up there, you know, throw Kirk Cousins, or I mean, Justin Jefferson is a bona fide star. Let's not go too deep, but
number one quarterback on the year
being pretty nasty. We will see what happens. You know, I did want to peek at the waiver. I know that obviously waivers are going to run in 10 hours or whatever, so you're not going to listen to this before, but just as a little play and just to kind of keep our axles greased, if you will, looking at quarterback for this week, we've got, in my opinion, a couple options. We've got Stafford at Cincy. The Cincinnati defense has looked okay, and maybe if Joe Burrow can't get it together, maybe they actually don't have to do much. But still, Stafford has looked very good. Puka obviously has looked fantastic. Tutu Atwell has kind of come out of the woodwork to look good. Van Jefferson, I guess, is kind of still there. Higbee is still there. He's got weapons that we didn't really think he would have. So Stafford, I think, is in play this week. But what about
Jordan Love?
Who do the
New Orleans play?
New Orleans is a good defense, man. I don't know about that, especially when we have Jared Goff on the waiver wire as well.
What about long term?
You know, Aaron Jones being out with a bad hammy, we'll see what kind of happens there. But he does seem to have, you know, between Romeo Dubs, who is actually, there's a wide receiver who has kind of emerged a little bit for them, trying to quickly peek. Jaden Reed, he had 8 targets this past game. Really looks like a pretty electric player. You know, they've got games against Detroit, the Raiders coming up, Minnesota, Chargers. They've actually got a lot of soft matchups. So I think in those soft matchups, I wouldn't mind it, but I probably wouldn't stash just for those matchups. If somebody else grabs them, it is what it is, but I'd leave them probably for those weeks.
He's 56 completion percentage. Not crazy, not shitty.
Right. He's looks serviceable.
15 for 27, 14 for 25.
Obviously, A.J. Dillon's not getting it done, so they're going to have to air it out, and I don't think that defense is really anything special. So, you know, something to monitor for sure, but this week I think Stafford and Goff are probably the two easy pickups, and honestly, those two could be better season-long plays overall anyways. So I think you've got some options there.
I would take Goff over Stafford.
Yeah, I think so. I absolutely think so. You know, we'll see what the Amon-Ra injury is like. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. But Josh Reynolds is looking nice. Hawkinson is emerging as a really good tight end. So I was thinking old Lions there. Who is the starting tight
his
end?
His old home.
For Lions.
Laporta.
Oh, yeah, emerging Laporta. Thank you. He's looking very good. So he's got some options still, even if Amon-Ra is a little banged up. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs as a pass catcher is nasty. So, yeah, Jared Goff is the offensive line is tight. Yeah, I think he's a very good pickup. Running back is pretty dead. We mentioned the Detroit Craig Reynolds. You also have Jaylen Warren, even though Najee Harris is still technically upright, he has looked really bad. That team has looked horrific. So, you know, Jaylen Warren upside is limited, but Najee, I mean, honestly, might get either benched or at least a little bit more mixed in with Jaylen Warren. So something to look for there. Clyde is
technically. And we had mentioned Jerome Ford.
I mean, yeah, if he's there, he's everything.
I think everybody is going to have Jerome Ford. So we're one of the only leagues probably that he was gone in.
Agreed. And Jerome Ford is definitely potentially one of those players that at the end of the year, you look at percentage teams who made the playoffs. He could be kind of a league winner in that regard, you know, undrafted, nasty running back behind a good line. So could be nice, but we've got Clyde. That's pretty damn sketchy, but he's technically there, I guess. And Latavius Murray hasn't gotten a lot of work, but Latavius Murray has gotten goal line. I'm trying to peek at his carries at all. Can't find Latavius. Why not? Latavius has gotten work in goal line, and that can be exciting. So something to look for. He's not the starting running back, but he could kind of emerge there. It's kind of a wasteland on the wire for running backs, as usual.
Well, I mean, there's some little spikes of stuff. Like Ty J. Spears got a lot of snaps. He was involved with just standing around.
Fair.
A bunch. He was there. And then
Derrick Henry could obviously get hurt at any time.
Right. He would be like next week's Jerome Ford.
Right.
Or whatever week that is. Obviously, last week was Justice Hill. People had him on the waiver wire, but,
right,
you know, he wasn't that hyped up. He could still be hanging around. Probably not, though. Someone probably picked him up on game day. Or something.
Possibly.
And we said something about Craig Reynolds,
right,
too. He could, I mean, these are all a bunch of little poopers.
Little flyers, little lottery tickets that probably won't do anything, but no. You know, you look at the bottom of your bench and see what's there. Honestly, wide receiver is equally there. I mean, the Houston passing attack has been kind of surprising. Nico Collins has obviously been the gem. He's not on our, he got picked up on week one. So that's a ship that has sailed. But his, you know, wide out number two, Tank Dell, has also emerged. And that team is just going to have to pass. Tank Dell is interesting, man. Looks like a good talent. You know, is it Stroud who's playing there, right?
Yes.
Stroud at quarterback is looking decent, at least at airing the ball out. You know, still getting sacked a bunch, but the offense is kind of moving and Tank Dell's looking good. So that's, you know, it's a little bit desperate, but something could happen there. He could be a real player. He's got some pretty easy matchups in the next 5-6 weeks. So I don't think it's a terrible stash.
No, it's not terrible.
You've got old man Adam Thielen getting targets.
That's some fun stuff right there.
It's so, you know, good for him to make some money. He also has some super easy match. Dude, his next 4 weeks, Seattle, Minnesota, Detroit, Miami. Then he comes back Houston and the Colts and Chicago. Those are like the bottom seven defenses of the league, man. If only, you know what that makes me think of? Not Adam Thielen. Miles Sanders, Carolina Panthers running back. I just kicked the treads on Jamar Chase a little bit. Miles Sanders has also been pretty damn disappointing, but having the work, and they're going to go up against some soft defenses. He's catching 3 or 4 passes each week. Miles Sanders could be a nice target.
I think you could get him very easily right now.
I think I might try to move in on that. We'll see what happens.
Who has him?
Jandy. We'll see what we can work out. The rest of it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty bad. I mentioned Jaden Reed of Green Bay, but that's such a murky situation, man. I don't know about that.
Josh Reynolds, it's bad.
Yeah, Reynolds, that's just all rough. Wide receiver and running back, both bad. Tight end, you know, Zach Ertz has been getting heavy targets. That offense is pretty rough, and it's versus Dallas this week. So, and then San Francisco. that's tough. But if you're desperate, we're not in PPR, so that you don't even get that little bump. The Dallas tight end Ferguson, they just haven't really had to pass it very much, and they're going to play again that Arizona Cardinals. So it's kind of desperate. He did get a touchdown this past week, but he's only 11 yards. So it's not great. I guess, you know, Zach Ertz is probably the play if you have to.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like fun tight ends to pick up and see what happens with right now, but none that are just feeling like a home run. Like you said, Ferguson.
And then
old man.
Yeah. And on defense, you do have some options at defense. You've got the Seahawks hosting Carolina. We mentioned how kind of inept Bryce Young has looked so far, although we'll see about Miles Sanders, but they're pretty decent. Ravens are going to host Indy. Indy might be without their quarterback. I don't even know who the Colts backup quarterback is. Colts QB depth chart. It's Gardner Minshew, of course, who closed out the game. Well, Gardner did look somewhat decent, but the Ravens defense is pretty legit, and they're at home and they're pretty hungry. So I wouldn't mind starting the Ravens. You also have Kansas City playing Chicago. Justin Fields has looked really bad. The Kansas City defense has looked quite good.
I like the Baltimore idea. I think that one is pretty juicy. And
trying to look at, and then they get the Browns. So we'll see if Jerome Ford is a thing, but Deshaun Watson has looked bad. So you might even be able to play him 2 weeks to play against the Browns as well. And then the Steelers have looked, and then the Titans. So you've got four potential plays if the Ravens look solid, that could be nice.
But Kansas City, just because they're going up against Chicago. What the fuck is wrong with Justin Fields? He's making the most boneheaded decisions I've ever seen in my life. I'm sitting here watching them play and just like, is he getting fucking high as shit before the game? Like, he looks nothing like he looked last year. It looks like a completely different player.
You know, it'd be exciting to see what a decent quarterback could do with DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney, both solid talents. It's sad right now for sure.
He's a whole different player. It's so frustrating.
You know, we teased out potentially peeking at folks' flex plays. You know, we can start it ourselves. My decisions this week are looking a little tough. We'll see if Eckler is able to make it, but if he doesn't, I guess Josh Kelly is kind of a must play, even though he looked bad. And I have Mike Williams, but a starting running back for that offense, pretty juicy. It's going to be between him and Sky Moore. Sky Moore is looking on the up and plays against Chicago. Man, I'd probably play Josh Kelly just for the volume, but wouldn't be surprised if Sky Moore is actually like the better play there. Kind of a tricky one. Do you have any flex plays that are struggling?
Yeah, well, not really. I will either be picking Metcalf or Christian Kirk. So, I don't know.
I know we talked about the Seahawks. Who do they play this week?
Carolina.
Oh, that's nothing to worry about. That seems like a good play.
I'll be playing two Seahawks wide receivers.
And you're still playing Khalil Herbert at running back?
Yeah, I don't really have. Well, I've got Jarrett McKinnon. He's going up against Chicago. That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. If you scored the Detroit backup, if you will, would you pick him over those two?
Craig. I don't know that I'm placing a bid on Craig.
I see. It's real sketchy looking for sure.
Yeah.
What are some of the other spicier flex decisions around the league? Oh, Major has a tough one. He's got Amari Cooper, who looked good this past week, Drake London, and Dalvin Cook. I guess, I mean, you can't play Dalvin Cook, so it's probably Amari Cooper and Drake London, no question there.
Yeah.
DC's in a decent place to be. He's got a pick two between, I guess, Stevenson versus the Jets versus like Treylon Burks. I think you got to probably go the running back there, even if it is against the Jets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cody's got a little bit of a spice. You have to pick two between Elijah Moore, Kendrick Bourne, Hollywood Brown, and Zay Flowers.
I'm doing Zay Flowers as one of them.
I think Zay Flowers is kind of a must play, especially with Odell Beckham potentially.
I guess Marquise Brown would be my other one.
Yeah, Elijah Moore, you know, that passing attack is looking kind of rough. So I would agree with that one. What are some of the other ones? I mean, Moonhead's team is just, I don't even want to go there. That's just darkness. Drew Cook is picking between Zeke, Josh Reynolds, Jordan Addison, Aaron Jones, if he plays, I guess, Tutu Atwell, and George Pickens. That's a tough one. How would you rank those four? Josh Reynolds,
I'm playing Jordan Addison and George Pickens.
George Pickens, who aren't the Steelers playing a decent team this week?
Yeah, but George Pickens caught like some beastly long ass touchdown this past week.
He did catch a big boy. You said George Pickens and Josh Reynolds, is that what you said?
No, Jordan Addison.
Ooh, Jordan Addison. Yeah, at home versus the Chargers, who can't stop anybody. That's probably a decent play there. Man, Josh Reynolds, though, has looked pretty decent. I guess we'll see about the Amon-Ra situation. Well, good luck on the waivers, man, and have fun against Chris. That would be a huge win if you can knock it out. That'd be so tight.
Chris.
Otherwise, you'd be moving to 0-3. That would be a burn for sure. So good luck, man.
It's really tough when you're at 0-3. I hope I'm not.
Good luck, big dog, and we'll catch you next Monday.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.